Chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, Come with all of your household into the vessel, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. You shall take 7 pairs of every clean animal with you, the male and his female. Of the animals that are not clean, take 2, the male and his female. Also of the clean birds of the sky, 7 pairs, a male and a female, and of all the unclean birds, 1 pair, a male and a female, to preserve their offspring on the surface of all the earth. In 7 days, I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing that I have made, I will destroy from the surface of the ground. Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. Noah went into the vessel with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, because of the waters of the flood. Clean animals, animals that are not clean, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground went by pairs to Noah into the vessel, male and female, as God commanded Noah. It happened after the 7 days, that the waters of the flood came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day all the fountains of the great deep were burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. The rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day Noah, and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered into the vessel. They, and every wild animal after its kind, and every tame animal after their kind, every creature that crawls on the earth after its kind, and every flying creature after its kind, everything with wings. They went to Noah into the vessel, by pairs of all flesh with the breath of life in them. Those who went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased, and lifted up the vessel, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed, and increased greatly on the earth, and the vessel floated on the surface of the waters. And the waters rose very high on the earth. And all the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. The waters rose and covered the highest mountains to a depth of more than 26 feet. All flesh died that moved on the earth, including birds, livestock, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, and livestock, and wild animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and all humankind. All in whose nostrils breathed the breath of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. Every living thing was destroyed that was on the surface of the ground, including man, animals, crawling creatures, and flying creatures of the sky. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the vessel. The waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.